How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Chav Gimel, Daf 23 of Masech Debava Metziah. Friends. Today we get into an interesting sugya. Sugya. Is that like the way that people say it? The people who say things properly? Okay. Today we're talking about simonim, I guess, like signs on lost things. And simona osu le midrasa, is that what it's called? We're gonna see stuff. Yeah, let's go. So I think it's gonna be a big daf today because we have about half an omen to do on Chof Beis. It's all just like a big kind of this machlokas goes on for a while, so I figured let's just start at the beginning of it. Anyways, I think it's gonna be a cool daf. Okay, we're gonna start a daf Chof Beis Amud Beis about halfway through the Amud at the two dots. Krichos b'shusarab or elu shelo. Okay, very interesting stuff. So if there are small little sheaves of wheat in the Rishus Harabim, so hare elu shelo, they're his. Okay, he could take them, finders keepers, and. And he doesn't need to announce it or anything like that. Omer Rabba says, Rabba va'afilu b'dover sheyesh bo simin. So we're going to say, machlokes between Rabba and Rava. I feel like I seem to have some kind of a recollection from 7th grade of there being some kind of like us learning about some kind of machlokes between Rabba and Rava. And I guess the point was that it's like really confusing and we shouldn't confuse Rabba and Rava. I think that's probably about what I remember from the machlokes. Okay, so let's go a little deeper this time. Omar Rabba v'afilu b'davar sheyesh bo simin. Oh, yeah, there's no way that I knew the opinion of Rabba, anyways, or how to not confuse it with Rabba. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't know what was going on. Omar Rabba says Rabba v'afilu b'davar sheyesh bo simin. Take three. So even if there is some kind of a sign, some kind of indication, some kind of indicator on this wheat, on these little sheaves, still, Hare Elu Shelo, he can keep them, even though there's some kind of a simon on it. Still, he can keep them. Amuksava Rabba, so Rabba holds simono osu lidores, lo ave simon. That a simon that's going to get walked all over. Right, that if you have a sign on it, but it's going to get trampled on it and like ruined, so then it's not considered a simon anymore. Rava Amar Lo Shanu Ela B'Davar She'Ein Bo Simon. Whereas Rava disagrees. Interesting that Rava is disagreeing with Rava. After all, Rava was a student of Rava. But anyways, okay. But Rava, I think Rava is a little bit. Sometimes he argues with earlier generations, I think. Rava Amar Lo Shanu Ela B'Davar She'Ein Bo Simin. So Rava says that, no, when we say that these little sheaves, Hare Elu Shelo, we can keep them. So that so long as there is no identifying mark on them, as long as there's no simin. Aval B'Davar She'Yesh Bo Simin. But if it has a simin on it, so then Chayv Lachris, you wouldn't be allowed to just keep it. Chayv Lachris, there you go. Alma, Kasava Rava, so we see that Rava's opinion is Simino Ostoli Darius, that a simon that is going to get trampled on and ruined, Have Simon is nonetheless a simon, and therefore, these Krichos Bishus Arabim, if they have a simon on them, Chayv Lachris. Vika Demasni Leha Shmaita Bampinafsha. To those who teach this machlokas just sort of on its own, independently, and not necessarily tied to these krichos b'shus harabim, and simply simon or osu lidoris, that when it comes to a simon or osu lidoris, a simon that will be trampled on, Rabba Amar lo have simon. Rabba says that that it's no longer a simon; it is not considered a simon. Where am I? Rabba Amar says Rabba have simon. No, it's nonetheless a simon. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Krichis b'shus harabim are elu shelo. B'shusayachid notel umachriz. Okay, wait, what? Wait, where am I? Yeah, Tanan. Where is this Mishnah? Oh, maybe this is later on. Wait, where is this Vav? Uh-huh. Is this maybe on Daf Chafe, maybe? What do we mention? No? Krichos? No. Krichos b'shusa yachid. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Daf Chafe Mural. So where are we? So Tanan, Krichos b'shusa rabim are elu shelo. So we said in our Mishnah that these Krichos in b'shusa rabim you can keep. B'shusa yachid, but in the Mishnah Daf Chafe, it says no telu machris. You take them and you announce them. You take them and you announce them. So Echidami, what's the deal with these kriches that in Rishus HaRabim you can keep them, in Rishus HaYochid you have to announce them? Idelez bu simin. If there's no simin on it whatsoever, so then even in Rishus HaYochid I would think that you should be able to keep it. Rishus HaYochid my machiz. What's there to announce in Rishus HaYochid? There's no simin on it. There's no sign on it. So what are you going to announce? So Elalav de Isbu Simon. So rather, it must be that there is a sign on it. There is an identifying mark on it. V'katoni b'rishus harab ma'aredu shelo. And nonetheless, we're saying that even though there's a simon in Rishus HaRabim, you can keep it. So Alma, simon also the daris, loyave simon. So it would therefore sound, we've just proven that it must be that these krichos have a simon, and even so, in Rishus HaRabim, Hare elu shelo, because simin osu li dores loy have simin tuvta de rove hoho. It's a kasha on rove. Amalach rove. Rove will respond the olam tleis bu simin hoho. Rove will say nisht. We're talking about where there's no simin, and that's why in Rishus HaRabim hare elu shelo. Okay, but then why if there's no simin? Then how come in Rishus HaYochid chayv lahachris? And you're saying, well then, in Rishus HaYochid, what is there to announce? I'll tell you what there is to announce. Machriz mokim. You announce the place. You say, people, listen up, people. I found Epis in this place. If anybody lost anything there, come and tell me what you lost and I'll tell you if it's what I found. That's what he announces. Even if there's no simon on it, right? You could right. The object itself is sort of the identifying thing. Just say where you found it, and anybody who lost something there can come and tell you what they claim to have lost, and if it matches what you found, so then you can return it. Rava Omer Mokim Lo Avi Simon, whereas Rabba says simply a place is not enough to be considered a simon, that is not something that you would have to announce. You don't announce, I found something in this place. Did my Mokim, Rabba Omer Lo Avi Simon, Rava Omer Have Simon. Now when it comes to a place, Rabba says a place would not be considered a simon, whereas Rava says a place would be considered a simon. Toshma coming here. Krichis Birshus Harabim. Hare elu shelo b'shus hayochid notel umachus v'ha alumis. Bein b'shus harabim uvein b'shus hayochid notel umachus. Let's read that again. Tashma. Kriches b'shus harabim. So when it comes to these small sheaves in b'shus harabim, hare elu shelo, as we know, you can keep b'shus hayochid notel umachus. In b'shus hayochid, you take them and you announce them. V'ha alumis, the big sheaves, Bein b'shus harabim uvein b'shus hayochid notel umachriz. Whether you find the big sheaves in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid, you must announce them. So Rabbe Echim Itaritzla v'Rove Echim Itaritzla. So how does each one explain Pshat? How come the small ones, there's a distinction between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid, and how come the big ones, there is no distinction between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid? Either way, you have to be machriz. Rav Matarit Satame Bisimin, Rav Matarit Satame Bimokim. So Rabba explains that it's talking about where there's a simin, and Rav explains that it's talking about Mokim. Let's see. Rab Mitar, it's the time. Okay, so Rabba explains the distinction between the small sheaves and the big sheaves. Rabba Mitar, it's the time of besimin, to say that it's talking about where there's a simin on it. And of course, Rabba holds simin also the Doris lav siminu. Kriches b'shus harabim mareilu sheloi. So when it comes to the small sheaves in Rishus harabim, so he can keep it because mishum. Because people are going to step on it and the siman is going to get ruined. Therefore, hare elu shaloi b'shus hayochid. But if you find the sheaves, the small sheaves with the siman in b'shus hayochid, no telemachris. You take it and you announce the lo medrusa because nobody's stepping on it and there's a siman, and therefore you have to announce it. V'alumis, when it comes to the big sheaves. Ben b'shus harabim uvein b'shus hayochid. Regardless of if we're talking about in b'shus harabim or b'shus hayochid, no telumachris. You have to announce them. Cave. You have to take them and announce them. Kevon digvion loy medrasa. Because since they're big, people aren't stepping on them. A small little shivala. So you step on it. A big sheev, you avoid. You're not going to step on it. So therefore, since you're not going to step on it, so even Rishus Harabim, the siman remains intact, and therefore Chayv Lahachriz, Bein Rishus Harabim, Bein Rishus Yochid, the only time when you don't need a Bimachriz, when it's Harei Elushaloi, is in Rishus Harabim by the small sheaves. Because then it would be a siman also Lidaris, and according to Rabba Loi, have a siman, it would not be considered a siman. Okay? And Rava explains the distinction in his way, right? Rava says that we're talking about where there's no simin on it, right? So where am I? Rava Matar Tzitaime, Bimokim, that the identifying thing is the place. Kriches b'shus harabim, so the small sheaves in Rishus harabim, Hare elu shelo, de minshtafo, reminds me of that German beer, Weinstaffen. The minshtafa, because the thing is that the small sheaves are they move around, they're small, right? So where you drop it is not necessarily where you find it. You drop it in one place and it gets kicked around and this and that, and it ends up in a totally different place. So if you come and say, I found that piece in this place, nobody is necessarily going to come and say, oh yeah, I lost my sheaves there, because they didn't lose their sheaves there. They lost their sheaves somewhere else, and they went. You know, they people were kicking them and this thing and thatting them until they got to this other place. So there's no point in announcing anything. But b'shus hayochid chayv la'achriz, of course, b'shus hayochid you would have to announce it because it's not going anywhere and it's got a siman on it. Do a little minshtafa because it's not going nowhere. V'alumis, and when it comes to big sheaves, so bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayochid, no telumachriz, whether b'shus harabim, whether b'shus hayochid, you take them and you announce them because came the akirid lo minshtafa. Because since the big ones are big, they're not going anywhere. And therefore, even in Rishus Harabim, it's not going nowhere. And you can say, look, I found these big old sheaves. Well, you say, I found that piece in Rishus Harabim. Somebody could say, oh yeah, I lost big old sheaves. And you can be, oh, I found big old sheaves. And you can give them back. Okay. Gevol dig. Toshma, come in here. Kikaris shel nachtom. The breads of a baker. We had said in our Mishnah that the breads of the baker are elu shelo. You can keep. Now, the Mishnah and Daf Chof Hei, in 2 days from now, is going to say that kikoru shel bal abayis, that the loaves of a home baker, of a private citizen, chayv lahachris, you'd have to announce because it's got a sign on it, meaning it, right, because it's unique. When you buy it from the bakery, you go to the bakery in Shuk Machne Yehuda, they all look the same. Or at least, you won't be able to identify with a person, right? So, I mean, even if like every bakery has like their own kind of style or whatever, but still, I mean, you don't know who lost it, per se. I guess, is that the point? It's like not like super unique. Whatever. A person makes his own challah, so it's going to be different than everybody else's. But like a bakery one, there's like tons of them, I guess. Kikar shel nachtom, so hare elu shelo. So the loaves of bread of a baker. So if you find a a loaf of bread of a baker, so you can keep, because there's nothing unique about it. Hashal bala bayis, but the bread of a home baker, chayv lahachriz, you would have to announce. Shabala bayis my taima. How come the bala bayis, you have to announce the right that you found it? Came to isbu simin. Well, because it has a sign on it, it's unique. The made the idea rifted the inish who, because be'etzim a person's bread, I don't know, a person's bread is him. Meaning, you know, it's a personal thing. You can identify somebody's bread with their baking style. Veloshna rishus harabim, veloshna rishus hayochid, ha ha. And there's no difference between if you find it in rishus harabim or if you find it in rishus hayochid. Ho ho. So we're saying that a privately baked bread is a simin, right? Because it's unique. And we're saying even Rishus Harabim, it maintains its simin. Vayayochin otol machas alma, simin osu didoris, have a simin, chufta de rabba, ho ho. Ho 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 ho. So we see that simin osu didoris remains a simin, it's a kasha on rabbi, amalach rabbi. Rabbi will say, "Hosom, hainu taima, no, bara, bara, da, 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 da." No, Rabbi, of course, is going to maintain his opinion. Simin also lidares loy have simin. Right? If normally gets trampled on, it's no longer a simin. So then, how do you explain the kikaros shel bala bayis that we say chayav lehachriz? But aren't they getting trampled on? The answer is no, they're not getting trampled on, because who's going to trample on food? Mishum de'ein ma'virin ala ochlin. We're not going to pass by food. If you find food, you pick it up, and you don't just leave it there. And therefore, it will never get to a point where food is getting trampled on. And therefore, kikar shel balabais, you announce, because the simon is going to be intact, and therefore you have to say, hey, you know, I found the bread, tell me about it. Vayika Nochrim, what about the Nochrim? The Nochrim might not necessarily have this concept of Eimar Vir and Ala Ochlin. Nochrim Chai Shelech Shofim, yeah, but the Nochrim are concerned about witchcraft. Like, why is there bread in the middle of the road? Which left bread in the middle of the road? And they'll be all freaked out, so they're not going to touch it either. Vayika Behemavik Klovim, what about the fact that animals and dogs can kind of step on it? Pasar de Loshchicha Behemavik Klovim. It's in a place, you know, it's not like where I live, where there's dogs and all sorts of animals running around, and that's why we need the power washers. Although the power washers, I think, are more for the human waste than for the animal waste. But I'll call upon him. Ba'asuz lo shchiche be'ema v'klovim. Anyways, so it's in a nicer neighborhood where animals and also people don't make a mess. And Akoponim, what were we saying? Right, the bread. Right, so the people aren't going to step on the aren't going to ruin the bread, the simin, the bread, and the neither will the dogs, because there are no dogs and animals and stuff. So, but if it was a place where it would get ruined, so Rabbah would maintain that the simin also the dares loy have a simin. Okay, lema. Kitanoe bam param. Let's say that the machloikis between Rabbi and Rava, that by simon also lidores, is it a simon like Rava says, or is it not a simon like Rabbi says? So lema kitanoe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol dover sheyesh bo shinoi chayev lehachriz. Says Rabbi Yehuda that anything that is unique, you must announce. Anything that has a simen, you have to announce. Ketzad, for example, Motze Igul, if a fellow finds a round fig cake, Uvsocho Cheres, and inside is a shard of pottery. That is unique. Kikar Uvsocho Maos, bread, and inside is money. Michlal, the Tanakama Sover, Hare Elu Shelo, ho 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 ho. Implying that the Tanakama holds Hare Elu Shelo. So, for example, if you have Igul of socho cheres, you have a round fig cake, and inside is a shard of pottery. Rabbi Yehuda says that is a simen. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says chayv lahachris, and the Tanakhama implying that the Tanakhama would argue and say eino chayv lahachris. You don't need right. Hare elu shelo. It's yours. So for the chule alma, here we go, friends. So for the chule alma, simin abame elav have simin. So let's say that both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda agree that a simin abame elav, something that just happens on its own. For example, a shard of pottery falling into a round fig cake is nonetheless considered. It would be considered a appropriate simin, a valid simin. Okay. So the shard of pottery in the round fig cake would be considered a simin. Okay. Ma'avirin ala ochin. We want to assume right now that both according to the Tanakhama and according to Rabbi Yehuda, ma'avirin ala ochin, people wouldn't necessarily go and pick up the ochlin and salvage it, but people could end up trampling on it and potentially ruining that simin. Okay, so now you have a simin of, and so now you have a scenario of simin o osui lidoris. So then, now the Tanakhama is saying hare elu shelo. Rabbi Yehuda is saying chayiv lahachris. Sounds like the machlokas is the simin intact like Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying, therefore chayiv lahachris, or is the simin considered ruined and hare elu shelo, you can therefore keep it? That would be like Rabba. So my lab the simin also the doris kamiflege. Let's say that the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is punked the same thing that Rabbi and Rava are arguing about. My sover lo yave simin. So the Tanakama says it would not be considered a simin, and therefore hare elu shalom, and that would be like what Rabbi is saying. Umaysov ave simin, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it is a simin, and therefore chayv lahachris, and that is like Rava says. Omer Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says no way, no how. That's what he says. Om Rav Zvid Mishmei D'Rava, says Rav Zvid Mishmei D'Rava, people, listen up, people. Isalka, isagadaitech, dekasover Tanakame. If you really think that the Tanakama holds simino osu lidoris loyave simin, if you really think that the Tanakama holds simino osu lidoris loyave simin, then you're in trouble. Umavirin ala ochlin, and also people don't immediately pick up food and they pass by it and it gets trampled. Well, then you're in trouble. Because the Mishnah says, and Daf Chofei, Kikris shel balabayis b'shus harabim amai machris. Because the Mishnah says, and Daf Chofei, that Kikris shel balabayis in b'shus harabim, you have to announce them. But if the Tanakama, and the Mishnah and Chofei is assuming is the Tanakama, is the same Tana as the Tanakama. So if we're saying that ma'avirin ala ochlin, so people are gonna, so the bread's gonna end up getting trampled on. And we're saying that simin osu lidores loyave simin. So then this kikros shel balabayis, which is unique, but is gonna end up getting trampled on. And you're saying that simin osu lidores loyave simin is not a simin. Then why would the Tanakama say and daf chafei chayv lahachris that you have to announce it? I thought it's not a simin. So clearly something is messed up over here. Elo amar Rav Zvid Mishmei D'Rava. Rather, says Rav Zvid Mishmei D'Rava, the chuli alma sabre simin osli dare sabre simin. Ho 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 ho. That Rava, of course, is going to argue that everybody agrees that simin ha osli dare have simin would be considered, that even if it gets trampled on, it still would be a simin, and that can explain why we say in the Mishnah Daf Chafei that kikros shel balabayis b'shus harabim chayv lahachris, because it remains a simin. So then what's pshat over here? Why does the Tanakhama say that what are we talking about again? That by the igulei dvela, that the eagle v'yesh b'socho cheres. How come the Tanakhama says, Hare Elu Shelo? Right? So where am I? So the Chuli Alma Savi, Simon Osu Lidoris, a Havi Simon. Uma Avirin Ala Ochlin. and that people don't necessarily pick up the food and they leave it there and it gets trampled on. V'ochav b'simin abba me'elav komifligay, the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the eagle, the Eish B'socho Cheres, is simply a question of, is that pottery actually considered a simin? If it's a simin, then sure, everyone would agree, simin also the Doris have a simin. The question is it a simin b'chlal? The Tanakama suffer simin abba me'elav lo yave simin. The Tanakama says that a simin abba me'elav is not a simin b'chlal, and therefore a re'elu shalom. Rabbi Yehuda suffer have a simin. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it is a simin, and therefore chayv lahachris. So everyone agrees, simin also the Doris have a simin, argues Rava. The question is it a simin b'chlal? Tanakama would say that a shard of pottery falling into eagle sheldvele is not a simin b'chlal, and therefore are elu shelov. Rabba Omar, Rabba of course is going to counter, and he's going to argue, and he's going to say, Omar lach duchuli alma simin also the Doris lo yave simin. Ve'ein ma'avirin ala oichlin. Everybody, one second. Okay, fine. So Rabba is going to explain that both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda hold that simin ha'osulidor is lo yave simin. That of course Rabba says that simin ha'osulidor is lo have simin. Okay, so the question is going to be, then what's pshat with kikros shel balabais? The ein ma'avirin ala ochlin, and you don't pass by food, right, without picking it up. So you're going to pick it up, which would then explain the kikros shel balabais. Okay, so again, I probably shouldn't have mentioned the kikros shel balabais. That's just going to confuse things. The Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda arguing about the eagle of Socho Cheres. So everybody agrees, simon also the doors have a lo have simon. Okay, the ema avirin ala ochlin, and we don't pass over food. Okay, fine. The machlokas is regarding simin haba me'elav. Tanakama sover, Tanakama holds lo ave simin, that it is not bichlal a simin. Okay, and therefore, if it's not a simin, so then hare elu shalo. Rabbi Yehuda sover ave simin, and Rabbi Yehuda says that itaka is a simin. And therefore, and because of Ein Mavir Nala Ochin, so Memele, it's not going to get trampled, and therefore it's a Simon, and therefore Chayev Lahachu is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ikadami, there are those who say, Savrua, so there are those who basically say the same kind of machlokas and back and forth between Rabba and Rava and Simon also the Doris, have a Simon or not have a Simon. So there are those who apply it in the following way, so very similar, but in the following way. Ikadami, there are those who say, Savrua the Chuli Amo, Simon Abba Me'elav, have a Simon. So initially we want to say that everybody agrees, both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda agree, that Simon Abba Me'elav have a Simon. That a Simon Abba Me'elav have a Simon, that when this shard falls into the eagle Sheldvela, it would be considered a Simon. How in the world are 10-year-olds supposed to understand this? I'm having like a hard time keeping everything straight. Maybe it's because of the third episode I'm recording today, so my brain is starting to become mush, but I still have another one to record. This must be difficult for 10-year-olds, right? Probably. All right. That's okay. Ikadam, those say, Savudu Chule Amma, Simon Abba Me'elav, Have Simon. That everyone agrees that this shard that falls into the eagle Sheldvela is considered a Simon. Okay. V'simon also Lidaris Loi Have Simon. And that a simon that normally gets trampled on would not be considered a simon, but my love, but my virin ala ochlim kamiflige. And therefore, the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is whether people would, pass over food or pick it up. The myself mavirin that the Tanakama holds that you would pass over it, and therefore it would end up getting trampled. And simon aba me'elav and simon osudar is loyav a simon. So therefore, it's Arei Elu Shalom. Umay Sofer Ein Ma'avirin. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Ma'avirin. And therefore you'd pick it up. And therefore it is a Simen. And therefore Chayv Lahachris. Omer Vzvid Mishmei Derove Isak Adai Teich Sofer Tanakame. If it enters your mind that the Tanakame holds Simen O'osu Li Dores Lo Yave Simen. that a simen that gets trampled would not be considered a simen. Umavirin ala ochlin, and people were to pass over the ochlin, and therefore it's getting ruined. Therefore, the simen is getting ruined, and that is why re'elu shelo. But if that's the case, that a simen can get ruined if it gets trampled, well then kiko shabal abayis. And how do we explain the Mishnah daf chafei? The kiko shabal abayis b'rishus harav ma'amai ma'achris. How come the Tanakhama would say that you would announce it? After all, it would get trampled. It would be simen also the daris lav simenu. Why would you have to announce it? Elo amar Rav Zvid mishmei the Rava. Rather, Rav Zvid says in the name of Rava, t'chule amas savri simenu also the daris have a simen. That no, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yudah hold that simen abameela a simen also the daris is considered a simen. That right, that's Rava's opinion. Umavirin ala ochlin, we pass over the ochlin. V'achav b'simen abameelav kamifagein. Simply, the machlokas is with regard to this simen abameelav, a simen that kind of comes on its own, like this shard falling into the eagle shel dvela. And Tanakhama sover simen abameelav lo ave simen. Tanakhama says that it would not be considered a simen, and therefore areelu shelo. Rabbi Yehuda sover ave simen. Rabbi Yehuda says that it would be a simen, and therefore chayav lehachuz. V'rabu amar loch. Rabu replied, "Duchuli amas simen also lidaris lo ave simen." Rabbi will say that according to everybody, both Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, simen also lidaris would not be considered a simen. Ve'ein ma'avirin ala ochlin, and we don't pass over the food. Okay, fine. Ve'achav b'simen abba me'elav kamifagei, and the machlok is with regard to simen abba me'elav. Tanakhama sover. Tanakhama holds simen abba me'elav lo yave simen. That if a simen abba me'elav would not be considered a simen, and therefore there's no simen here, for Rabbi Yehuda Savar, have a simen, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that it would be considered a simen, and therefore chayiv lahachris. Omer Zvid Mishmei, the Rava says, Zvid Mishmei, the Rava. Klala de avidta uwa, chever. This is a klal, this is a general rule when it comes to lost object. Kev de omer vayle lechesun kis. Miyaish le mina. That when a person says, "Oy gevalt, I've lost stuff," that's yeush. Ve'omar miyaish le mina. Ve'omar Rav Zvid mishmei the Rava says Rav Zvid mishmei the Rava. Al ilchasa the loch is kriches b'shus harabim. When it comes to these little sheaves in b'shus harabim, hare elu shelo, he can keep them. B'shus hayachid, when it comes to b'shus hayachid, he derech nefilo hare elu shelo. In Rishus HaYachid, if they just kind of fell there, so then he can keep them. I derech hanocha, no tol machos, but they've been placed there, so then he needs to announce them. V'zeh v'zeh b'dover she'ein bo simen, but that's specifically this distinction between if they fell there or if they were placed there is only when there is no simen. Aval b'dover she'yesh bo simen, but if there is a simen, lo shenah b'rishus harabim, v'lo shenah b'rishus HaYachid, bein derech nefila, bein derech hanocha, chayiv la'achris, but if there's a simen, so now I don't care if it's Rishus HaRabim, I don't care if it's Rishus HaYochid, I don't care if it's Nefila, I don't care if it's Hanocha, Chayav Lehachris. Woo! Oh my gosh! Oh, my brain is definitely mush. Alright, Chever, push through the mush. What do you want me to tell you? But that was the Givaldiga Machlokas, Rabba and Rava, about Simon Obama Elab. Stuff is so geschmack. Rav is arguing with everybody. Rav is pretty hardcore, lemaisa. Rav is arguing with Abai. He's arguing with Rabba. Some pretty geschmack stuff. Umachruza shaldogim. Strings of fish. I'm imagining kind of like smoked fish, even though it's probably any fish. But like, I feel like you see that, right? These like strings with like smoked fish kind of like hanging on them. But I imagine that we're not talking about smoked fish per se, we're talking about like regular fish, but okay. Strings of fish. Amai lehave kesher simen. But why is this hare elu shelo? Shouldn't the knot be a unique identifier? A UID? Bikatra ditsayoda. Well, it's a fisherman's knot. D'chuliyama ochi mikatre. All fishermen knot with fishermen's knots. So there's nothing uniquely identifiable about that. We'll have a minyan simon. What about the number? Right? If there's 10 fish on this string, shouldn't that be a simon? Like, hey, I got 10 fish on there. Oh, okay, then it's yours. But minyan deshavim. But everyone puts 10 fish. There's like a standard kind of fisherman thing, which is a string of fish is tied with a fisherman's knot, and it's got 10 fish on there. That's a string of fish. Bo minei Rav Sheshes, they asked Rav Sheshes, minyan ave simin, o lo ave simin. In general, is a number considered a simin? If you say that, I lost 3 M&Ms. Is that a simin? So Amalu Rav Sheshes says to them, Tenisua, we learned in a braisa, Motze klei chesef, o uchlei nechoshes, a fellow finds silver vessels or copper vessels, gastron shel aver v'chol klei matechos, or pieces of lead or other metals, hare ze lo yachzir, do not return them, ad sheyitein, until the claimer gives os, a sign, o ad she yichavin mishkelosav, or until he can tell you how much it weighs, umi de mishkelave simin, and if weight is considered simin, mida, I guess size, uminyan, and number, nami, have a simin, would also be considered an identifier that you can rely upon. V'chaticho shel basar v'chulei, and pieces of flesh, pieces of meat. Are'elu shelo amai? Why can you keep them? Le'avi mishkelo simin. Shouldn't the weight be an identifying simin? B'mishkelo deshoven. Yeah, but it's a standard weight. That I guess all the butchers would cut meat onto a standard, into that standard weight. V'davi chaticho gufa simin. But shouldn't the cut itself be a simin? O de dafka, o de atma, from the neck or from the leg, the thigh. Milotani, after all, don't we learn in a braisa motza chatichis dogim? The fellow finds pieces of fish, and we're assuming what that means is like maybe from the head or from the tail, or you have a dog noshuch, or a fish with a bite out of it. Chayv la'achriz, you have to announce about it. So we want to assume that like there's like a specific cut of a fish, and we're saying chayv lahachris. So if you have a specific cut of meat, like a steak or something, you should have to announce that. No, chavir shel yayin, barrels of wine, v'shel shemen, or of oil, v'shel tavur, of wheat, v'shel grogris, or dried figs, v'shel zesim, or olives. Hare elu shelo, you can keep those. So, but we said that these pieces of fish, and we want to assume that like a specific piece of fish, like from the head or the tail or something, you would have to announce. So then if you have a specific piece of flesh, like a steak or something, so you should have to announce that, no? Hachav ma'eskina, no. By the fish, we're talking b'dika simona b'psoka, no. It was cut in a unique way. Ki ha de rabba bar Rav Huna, like rabba bar Rav Huna mechatech le atilsa karnisa. The rabba bar Rav Huna, if he wanted to send some meat to his wife, and he would send it with a shaliach who was an ochri. So then he would cut it into a triangle. That was like his sign that his wife would see the meat cut in a triangle. Like, okay, I know that's how my husband sends it, and that would be cool, and she would know that it's his. Dekanami dekatoni dumya dedog noshuch shmamina. Also, you can infer from the fact that in the brisa, right? So it says chatichos dogim is right next to vedog noshuch. I think a dog noshuch means a fish with a bite taken out of it, something uniquely identifiable about it. So also the chatichos dog, it means that it was cut in a specific way. Okay, but it doesn't necessarily mean a particular cut of the animal. Omer Mar, we said, chavyis shel yayin, barrels of wine, v'shel shemen, or of oil, v'shel tvua, or of wheat, v'shel grogris, or dried figs, v'shel zesim, or of olives, hari elu sheloy, they can keep them. V'hotnan. But we learn in the Mishnah, kade yayin v'chade shemen. When it comes to jugs of wine or of oil, chayiv la'achriz, you have to announce them. Mm-hmm. So what's pshat? Is it areelu shelo, like we're saying in the Brisa, or like the Mishnah says, chayiv la'achriz? Ho ho. Omer b'zeire, omer rav, masnisin b'roshum. That the Mishnah which says chayiv la'achriz is b'roshum. Apparently, what they would do is they would like, when they would make wine, they would like store it away in these like earthenware like jugs or whatever, and it would, I guess, ferment and stuff. And then when it came time to sell them wholesale. So the buyers, like the stores and stuff, who would sell them, apparently, I think this is my understanding, they would come, and they would open up the jug so that they can kind of taste it and see what they're buying. And then after that, they would close it again and then reseal it. Once that was resealed, so that reseal is considered a simen and therefore chayv lahachris. Michal de Braisa b'pasuch, does that imply that the Braisa, when it says Arei Elu Shalo, is talking about where the jugs are open? But if it was open, if it was intentionally left open, then clearly the owner is indicating that he doesn't care about it, in which case, of course, Hare Elu Shelo. Omer Voshaya bin Matzif. Says Voshaya, it's talking about, well, no, what happened was the jugs were sealed, and then when it came time for the buyers to check it out, they opened it, and then they covered it again, but didn't quite seal it once again. And in that case, we're saying Hare Elu Shelo. Okay, fine. Okay. Abaye Omer says, Abaye, afilu, because I guess there's nothing identifiable about it until they reseal it. Abaye Omer says, Abaye, afilu tema idi v'idi birashim. You can even say both the Braisa and the Mishnah are talking about where it was resealed already. V'lokasha kan kodum sheniftuchu ha'utzorus, kan la'acha sheniftuchu ha'utzorus. It depends. If it was before the storage houses were opened up and demoed to the store, to the buyers, so if before that time you have a jug that was already resealed, that would be unique and that would be a simen and chayev lahachris. But if it was after that time when all the jugs are basically resealed, so then Arei Elu Shelo wouldn't be a unique identifier. Kiho, Rav Yaakov bar Abba, it's like Rav Yaakov bar Abba, Ashkicho Chavisa Dechamra Laachar Sheniftuchu Otzos, that he found a barrel of wine after the warehouses were opened up for the buyers. Also, the Kami da Abaye, and he came before Abaye to kind of figure out, so now what do I, so what do I do? Do I have to announce it or what? Amalei Abaye zil shkol l'nafshach, and Abaye says to him, look, you can keep it because, once the warehouses have been opened up for the people to check out, all the barrels at that point are going to be resealed and there's nothing unique about it. But Amini Rebbevai me Rav Nachman, Rebbevai asked Rav Nachman, Mokim ave simen lo ave simen. Rebbevai asked Rav Nachman, is the place considered a simen or not? Like, right, Ravi had said earlier that, right, I don't even remember what's what anymore. Was that today's daf? I think it was today's daf. I don't remember what's what. I'm like, literally, this is the third daf of Elu Metzias. I've done all of Elu Metzias so far today, and I'm doing another daf. So I don't even remember what's on what daf. But I think the whole thing about Mokim was here. Or no, was that yesterday's daf? I have no clue. No, I think it's today's daf. I have no clue. Where am I? So Rav had said that you announced the place. So Rebbevai asked Rav Nachman, Mokim avisim or lo avisim? Is the place considered a unique identifier or not? That you say, look, I found that piece in this place, and somebody could say, oh, I lost that piece in this place. So Omer le tnisu. So Rav Nachman says, well, we have a brisa. Motze chovies shel yain v'shel shemen v'shel tvua v'shel grogers v'shel zeis merei elu shelo. Well, we learned in that brisa that if you find these barrels of stuff, wine, olives, whatever, you can keep it. It's yours. V'sakadaitich demokum avi simin. And if it enters your mind that the place where you find it would be considered an identifiable simin, lichros mokum. Well, then you should announce that at least. So from the fact that we don't say announce where you found it and then let people come and say what they lost there, Rav Nachman says that's an indication that mokim is not part of the whole simen thing. Rav Zvid says, I don't know about that. That braisa where we don't say anything about mokim, hochav ma'eskinon, what are we talking about over there? Biraksa denaira, where they were found at the seashore. The seashore is where all the boats come in and they unload their stuff. So therefore, it's like, it's like going to the fish market and saying, I lost the fish. You know, like, I mean, going to the fish, or somebody says like, oh, I found something in the fish market, and you say, oh yeah, I lost the fish. Like, that's not going to be much of a simen. You know, fish are, it's pretty obvious that there's going to be fish over there. So here also, Kilu, the reason why these barrels, we don't suggest that, why don't you announce the place where you found them, is because you found them on the seashore where, like, that's like where all the trade comes in. Then there's like tons of barrels there. Somebody says, oh, I found something on the seashore, and somebody says, oh yeah, I lost a barrel there, like, duh. So therefore, that's why in this case you wouldn't announce the place, but maybe in other places the place would be significant. So Amar of Mari says, Amari, my time Amar Abonin Raksa Denari Loave Simon. Why do the rabbis say that the seashore would not be considered a simon? Daminonle, because we say to the person who says, oh, I lost a barrel at the seashore, yeah, duh. You know, just like you lost a barrel here, your friend also lost a barrel here. Like, you know, the whole place thing isn't going to work there because it's too obvious. Those who say, Amr of Mari, my time, Amr Rabbanon, Mokum Lave Sim, why did the rabbi say, I think it's a similar thing. I think the point is like that the rocks of Dinar, or right, or even like, I guess, a specific place on the seashore would not be considered significant. Because we say, that, yeah, just like you lost a barrel in this place, so did your friend. Okay. However, the Ashkach Kufra Be Maitzarta, there was a person who found some tar in a wine press? What's it be matzarto? No, anybody? No, yeah, no, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, yeah. Wait, what's a be matzarto? Who could tell me what a be matzarto is? Do I need to look it up? Is it matzarto? Gas. Oh great, that doesn't help me. A gas Beis Chabad is a olive press. I think it's a wine press, I think. Okay. Also, the Chamid Rav, he comes for Rav. Am le zil shkol in avshach. He says, go and you can take it for yourself. Chazid av kom chasim. And, but Rav saw that this guy, he was like not sure, like, why is Rav really giving him the right advice? So, am le zil plog le lechia bri. Rav was so certain that he was correct. He says, look, go, you can go and split it with my son. Chia, like, it's definitely takeable. What is it? Mine. Fine. Split it with him. Lema kusav Rav makom lave simon. So is it possible that Rav holds that place therefore would not be considered a simon? Amar Rav mishum yeush bailim noguba dechaza dekadche be chalfe. Yeah, but he saw that the tar was already like growing stuff on it, which means that it's been sort of abandoned for long enough that you can assume that by that point already the owner was miyaeshit, and therefore if you find it, you can keep it. That was Daf Chav Gimel of Masechet Bava Metzia. There was some very interesting stuff on this daf. We saw Machlokes in Rabba and Rava about Simon Asur Lidareis. Is it considered a Simon or not? Rabba says it is not. Rava says it is. And then we got up to some of those other things that are lost, right? That we said, Ere Elu Shalo. Very, very interesting stuff. Peace out.